This is Ralph Winterode. Or the Ralph Winterode Show. I'm going to talk a little bit today. If anybody has any questions, be sure and call in about the Real ID Act. It's hard to believe in my country and your country that we are going to be subjected to where are your papers. And when they have this, they're going to know almost everything there is to know about it. And there's no doubt that it's heading to, can't get on an airplane without it. You won't be able to, quote, drive without it. It'll get down to check cashing, food. We are going to be a slave to this system. And what's astounding in this system is that if it's concerning an alien, the trier of the fact is going to be some flunky sitting in some office, and nobody can review what this, quote, trier of the fact states in evidence. And then if we have issues, because when you start reading in this about terrorist activity defined, you will find that there's in your individual capacity is also in there, and that can include us. Anybody that the, quote, government today doesn't happen to like. Of course, we can always go to the courts, right, to the courts of the United States. Well, here is another ruse, because after the Civil War, Congress, to reconstruct our constitutional republic into what Bush calls and our, quote, politicians call a democracy. Right after the Civil War, Congress usurped the executive power from the President of the United States, called the Tenure of Office Act. The very next act, they usurped the judicial power of the United States, which has never been challenged. They stated to the courts of the United States, you cannot look at what we've been doing. They created a fictitious citizenship, because if we start down, and how I finally got to the bottom of this whole process, at least in my mind, which I can prove, you're going to reconstruct a complete constitutional republic. What are some of the absolute essential things that must be dealt with? All the power comes from the people. So the first thing that is required is that you must figure out some way for the people to surrender to, and in reality what we've done unknowingly is surrender our birthright. We have surrendered our birthright. I'm not talking about being the firstborn. I'm talking about when we are born upon the land, we have the law of the land, and that follows us anywhere in the world. And it's our inalienable rights, and they are not, do not come from Congress, from the legislature, from anybody on this world. Regardless of your race, your color, we are born with these rights. They're inalienable, and they can't take them away. Now, we can waive them. Satan can come up and say, would you like to sell your birthright for a benefit? Absolutely. So they created a fictitious citizenship called a citizen of the United States. It does not exist. So that was the first obstacle, and that happened in the Civil Rights Acts in the 1866-1867 time frame. Bill shows up today, right in Title 42, 1981, 1982, and 1988. So the first obstacle is the citizen of the United States. Sounds really good. Have somebody prove it. They can't tell you what it is. can't vote because I got to be a citizen of the United States. Can't sit on a jury, Senate or grand jury, because I got to be a citizen of the United States. It's a Class B felony in Alaska. You have to find it under the penalties of perjury. It's absolutely astounding. I hear some music, so it looks like it's time to go to break, so we'll be back in a few minutes, and I'll continue on.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Well, we're back from break. And I want to continue on here. So you're reconstructing constitutional republic and trying to turn it into what they want to call democracy. And I've just got a little comment to make there, too. The Dixie Chicks had said that they were embarrassed to have the president of the United States be from Texas. I could concur with that. And not, I will fight for my country. But to have our highest office holder in America not know that we have a constitutional republic, or actually knows, but to say we have a democracy, unbelievable. Enough to shock the conscience to hear these people talk about a democracy. Then we're going over to Iraq. Give them a democracy. Why don't we put them in charge of their country? Of course, that's a whole other issue. But anyway, so getting back to, if you're going to reconstruct a constitutional republic, you must, number one, the highest power is from the people. So we create this fictitious citizenship. And it sounds good. It has no inalienable rights. The Supreme Court has ruled that. It's all has exactly the right to sue, to be sued, the right to own personal and private property, the right to make contracts. Does that sound like the charter of a corporation? They only ran into one problem, because in all corporations, under the laws of mortmain, which means dead hand, the secretary is the person that holds the seal. So that when the fiction in law signs, the secretary attaches the seal. Well, Congress and Franklin Delano Roosevelt figured that problem out, because it'd be a little bit obvious on everything that we did, we had to put the status with which we signed. So they came up with the Social Security Act in 1935. So now all we have to do is we attach the number, and hidden behind it is only for a citizen of the United States. So you get a bank account, you get birth certificates, you get marriage licenses, your driver's licenses. These guys, the people that are doing this, have really got to be having a good chuckle. The driver's license is entitled 42 United States Code 666, number 13, number 2. Now, those three sets of numbers ought to... I'll tell you, if this wasn't so serious, it would be really humorous. 666, and then number 13, and then number 2. Boy, I tell you. So, they have solved the problem. We have a fictitious citizenship status. Sounds good. I've had people want to fight over that. And they can't even tell me what they're fighting about. We have millions of people that have signed up for it. Now, the only places that this comes into play that they can't use the Social Security number is when all these trials. They always, on the record, have to ask the jury, are you here? Is everybody here a citizen of the United States? Or they'll ask it in reverse, usually, is anybody here not a citizen of the United States? So nobody raises their hand. They have to ask it on the record, in what capacity are you there? And, of course, the person that's sitting, quote, as the defendant, is clueless. The attorneys won't touch it. Probably most of them don't even know. So we dealt with the citizen of the United States. The next problem that Congress had, they must eliminate the laws of the United States. So they went right to work on that immediately, too. They did the revised statutes, which is just prima facie, but they were going to, can you believe this now? This stuff is, it's hard to believe. I mean, you read this and you say, I don't do drugs. I don't even know what marijuana smells, but it must be something going on here. And these were called the Radical Republicans at that time. Probably no relation to anything that's going on today. So what they did, they said, imagine Congress has to have a majority, simple majority, or to overcome a veto, they have to have two-thirds of the president. We have to have all those people to make a law of the United States. And it is a conclusive and legal evidence of the law of the United States. After all of that work, Congress comes along and says, well, let's see, we're going to appoint one guy called a commissioner, and he's magically blessed that he can omit, delete, rewrite, revise any of the laws of the United States and call the revised statutes of 1878. And they tried to make it the absolute conclusive and legal evidence in 1877. And the Supreme Court, and because they had so many errors in 1878, they had to relent. So it's just prima facie evidence of law. So therein is the government outside of the Constitution of the United States, which is the Supreme Court has ruled. I think it was in Bidwell. We have two governments, folks. We have one inside the Constitution. We have one outside. So they created the revised statutes, and everything is sitting on prima facie evidence of law today. The laws of the United States are still there, just nobody to use them. So Congress had figured out a way with the sovereign people, the citizens of the several states. So we created a citizen of the United States, so we got that problem dealt with. We created the revised statutes of 1878, so there is our outside the government laws that they're going to use, which we eventually turned into codes. And, of course, the word codification means to replace old law with new law. That's what it means in the Roman civil law. So the next major problem that they had after the Civil War is the people had a limited delegation of power within their several states. So when the South came back in, when they allowed the South in, they did not come in as one of the United States of America, which means one of our sovereign countries, which means known as the several states. They did not come in on an equal footing with the original states. And Virginia is probably the easiest to see. They said that any of this state that they're bringing in was going, that Congress, they owed a permanent allegiance to Congress. And we were under the laws of Congress, not the laws of the United States. Now, the laws of Congress only have application outside of the several states, where Congress acts as a federal government and acts as one of the several states. They act in two capacities. It's called plenary power. So initially, then, they had eliminated all of the southern states as one of the several states, and that's in the War Powers book also. The person that was actually working in the War Department wrote a book on it with a great insight that Congress was not about to let the South accomplish peacefully in Congress what they did not accomplish in the Civil War. So now we have created the illusionary revised statutes outside, that's outside. We have eliminated already the several states in the South, and the Northerns fell in quite soon because they just changed their constitutions around, so they went away. We've eliminated the problem with the people because we created an attorney general's opinion, said that the military rose above the civilian, and we created a registered voter. That's the attorney general right after the Civil War. So we had some other major problems that we had to deal with. Pull off this Reconstruction. Congress had to deal with the courts because the courts couldn't correct themselves. So Congress proceeded forward to eliminate the Article III judges. And they did that in 1888. They created a fictitious thing called the judicial officer with the Department of Justice. So the people today that quit sit as judges are sitting under the Department of Justice. Now, the actual Civil Commission for Officers of the United States that was created in 1789 is still valid. See, that's what the interesting part is. I started to cross-checking, well, what happened to the other laws? Are they valid or not? The real laws for our constitutional republic. Oh, they're still there. They're just moving everybody outside in this second government. So we got rid of the Article III judges under the seal of the United States that have civil commissions under the seal of the United States. So we got rid of the judges. So now they have three court systems left. We have the Circuit Court of the United States, we have the District Court of the United States, and we have the Supreme Court of the United States. So we move up into the 1913 era. Well, now what we do is we legislate out the several states, so they no longer have our legislatures of the several states elect senators. So now then we no longer have any representation for the several states. Of course, at the same time, we're getting rid of the money in 1913. But in 1911, they take the Circuit Court of the United States. That was the first, that's the appellate court for the District Court of the United States. And they take the jurisdiction, the law and equity, and move it to the lower court, the District Court of the United States. 1911, the Judicial Code. But, of course, when they go back and they do the repealer, they don't repeal any laws of the United States. They go back and repeal the revised statutes of 1878, which is make-believe.
Matthew 24, the disciples ask Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Back from break, and I will continue on here. So the Congress had to destroy our courts. Well, the Circuit Court of the United States was in the Judicial Code of 1911. It's just code, but then the repealer is not back to the Judiciary Act of 1789. It's back to the fictional side, the revised statute, which is just prima facie evidence of law. It looks like law, but it's not. So they killed the Circuit Court of the United States, and then they created our magical Court of Appeals. What's a Court of Appeal? Why did they have to kill the other court? Why they just didn't change the jurisdiction? Well, the Court of Appeals is an equity admiralty court. They gave it the appearance of the outlaw side, the writ of error. Then in 1928, they killed the writ of error on the federal side in the Court of Appeals. And a writ of error, what is a writ? If we're the sovereigns, we always reserve the right to check the power of the authority of the people, that of the government that we have hired through our organic constitutions to hold them accountable. The writ of error is a writ, is a mandatory precept. I am ordering you to do something. Writ of habeas corpus, bring forth the body and prove the jurisdiction. Writ of quo warranto, prove your authority by which you hold this purported public office. A writ of error, there's an error in the law. I demand you to declare the law. Writ of certiorari, used to be, initially, for the higher court to bring up the whole record from the lower court and see what was going on. And I'll get to that in a minute, because they changed that in 1988. The Congress, just like we have three United States, they took the writ of certiorari, and they took it off into be something else in the statutory world, in this fictional world. So we no longer have a Circuit Court of the United States. We have a Court of Appeals. And by the time you get to the 1940 code, you can see it. It's equity and admiralty court. There's no at-law side. Article 3 says, in all cases, in law and equity, does not limit it in any manner. So we got rid of the Circuit Court of the United States. There hasn't been any writs of error accepted by the Supreme Court for a plaintiff in error somewhere between the 1925-1928 time frame. I currently have a writ of error sitting in the Supreme Court, and I had to get permission for the court to declare the law. Now, Marbury versus Madison, 1803, that's the most highly cited case. It is their duty to declare the law. If they don't declare the law, folks, we have no republic, constitutional republic. It's all there, but everybody's left. It's all gone. We only have the other side. We have there's no doubt today in my mind, we have a fascist, communist, totalitarian empire. So as we move forward in time, we go up into the 1935 Social Security Act. Of course, that's where we got us to agree to waive our birthright without having on every document citizen of the United States, because even as slow as our public education system is, we would catch on probably. So they just put it behind the scenes, and we attach the little number, and we think, oh, wow, it's innocuous. Well, the whole scheme, and I'm going to stop just for a second, it's so simple, this whole scheme, and when you start to see and can prove the whole scheme, if you have children at home and you grant them allowances or privileges, you can stay out till 10 o'clock, you can stay out till 11 o'clock, you can stay out till 12 o'clock, you didn't do the dishes, I'm taking away your allowance. The person that does the grant controls the remedy. And the first case that I saw on this was Babcock. And when I saw that case, I could not believe what I was reading. It was talking about rights created in individuals by the United States, in the United States for individuals, and that I would not have access to my court of law, my third arm of a government. I read every case. I said, I don't. This is worse than Indiana Jones. This is for real, folks. What act could I do that would deny me the right to go to court and have it declared? Well, guess what it is? When I am a citizen of the United States, Congress granted me a fiction in law with benefits. When I accept that, they can deny any remedy. They can deny me, exhaust your administrative remedies, and then you go to the court on the conditions that we have, or we'll actually allow you the court of the law. The last one they don't do. There are no courts of law anymore on the federal side. They're all gone except the Supreme Court of the United States, and I'm not sure that they're open to hearing any issues of law. I could not believe it. I mean, to me, it still shocks me, and it should shock the conscience of the people. By what authority can Congress take away our courts of law if we have no courts of law, no place to go get a remedy, to have the law declared? This is fascism, beyond belief. I just couldn't believe it. And Tutin is another case, Supreme Court decision, that sums it up with these different decisions.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Well, back for a break there. I missed the break there, so continuing on here, Congress was working to, they had destroyed the Circuit Court of the United States in the fictional world and replaced it with the Circuit Court of Appeals. So they had some other major things that they needed to work on because we're reconstructing our constitutional republic. So in 1948 was a major year. They destroyed, in their world, the fictional world, the District Court of the United States, and we have United States District Court show up. And at the same time, we no longer have crimes and offenses against the United States. Crimes are gone. There are no more crimes against the United States. They used to be in Title 28, judiciary, the Judiciary Code. They killed that in 1948, and now we only have offenses, which are in Title 18. And technically, offenses are not indictable. Only a crime is. There are cases on that, supporting that. At the same time, we've destroyed the District Court of the United States in the fictional world for the citizens of the United States. We've destroyed the crimes, but they no longer exist in the real world. We're down to offenses in Title 18. We have some other problems, though, because Congress cannot easily destroy the officers of the United States in the executive, for the executive power. So, being very innovative people, once you understand the scam, they created the Classification Act of 1929 and 1949, and there they made it for all employees. Those people are not officers of the United States, so they just said, first of all, to FDR, Mr. FDR, would you like to go out there and destroy the officers of the United States, the offices? Now, Congress only has the authority to create and destroy offices. They have to create them under Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2. They have to be created with powers and duties before the person can enter the office, because you have to create an office like a plumber. And you say, okay, well, the plumber is going to be able to do this, this, and this, or electrician can do this, this, and this. And then the person enters the office. The Congress has to create it, and only Congress can destroy it. Well, they had I always wondered, what were the reorganization plans about? Well, in 1946, they did the land office. They just told, hey, go out there and get rid of it. So Truman gets rid of the land office. He just says, no, I don't want the land office anymore. We don't have to have any bonds. We'll create the Bureau of Land Management, because these people don't need land anymore. And, oh, by the way, we don't need officers of the United States with bonds and have executive power. We're just going to create flunkies of an agency. So there's no due process of law. 1952, the IRS, they did the same thing with the IRS. That was, I think that was Truman also, 1952. So we no longer have any IRS, quote, customs people that actually have bonds and actually are officers of the United States and have to go through the process of buying with the consent of Congress or be appointed by somebody the lower level called inferior officers of the United States. We don't need those people anymore, because we're reconstructing our republic. So the president is actually killing the executive power. One man doesn't see the light of day, other than they just print it. Nobody's understanding what's going on. So he's wiping out systematically. It went through FDR started it, then Truman and Eisenhower, and there's been other ones along the road. They're not. There's a whole bunch of them in there, but FDR and Truman and Ike were the three main ones. Truman and FDR were the main ones. After 1948, things almost gone. Of course, 1946, the money issue. Bretton Woods Agreement. So we lost the money then. So now we fast forward again. So because we're up to this Real ID Act, there's only one court left. They cannot get rid of the Supreme Court of the United States. They can't get rid of it. Now they've killed in their world, the writs of error. I can't go to the court and get the law declared anymore. So they create this 1988 writ of certiorari, and that's in this Real ID Act. If you don't like what you just run over to your court and you file your deal. Now, if it's an interlocutory, a judgment decree, no matter how you try to appeal it up, it goes under the writ of certiorari. There's only a slight problem there. In 1988, they created a fictional writ of certiorari. It says the Supreme Court can pick and choose any case, and they do not look at the jurisdiction, and they do not look at the merits of the case. Well, if you don't look at the jurisdiction, which is mandatory for any court of the United States, and if you don't look at the merits of the case, this is spin the bottle or social engineering. We have no remedy. And they also have ruled, the Supreme Court says, when we deny that, because they always put on all these case sites, writ of certiorari denied, it means absolutely, positively, zip. It does not confirm or deny the lower decision. All it means is we just don't want to listen to it. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. So that's why I have filed a writ of error. It's been sitting up there now for about a month. I will be filing a writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum, because if you file in the lower courts and if you happen to put in 2255, this is another little trick that they got, 2241 and I think it's 42, because we have the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, which is one form of action, that's for the fictitious world at Admiralty and Equity, when they get to the habeas, they got to have a special set of rules that apply just for those. They can't put them in the civil rules where they should be, because we have to give it an appearance. They wouldn't fit over there, because we have to be legal crooks, if that makes any sense. Legal tyranny, legal treason. Well, in the 2255, when you file that, they just go in and I happen to mention that in the first one that we tried, and what they do is they take the writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum, put the word petition in front of it on the district court side, civil, and then what they do, they just magically then move it over to the criminal side, turn it back into a motion. Well, a motion is not a mandatory precept. Okay, we have a call from Jeff in Vermont.
Hey, Ralph?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing tonight? You kind of just answered my question with your thing on habeas corpus, because my dad he's on your email list, and he wanted you to go over, because we've been having troubles in Vermont when we file our habeas, have them even hear the habeas whatsoever. They either try to, plea us out, or they won't hear the case, or they have the hearing when we're not even there, one of those deals. It's getting such a ridiculous aspect of any law around these neck of the woods that you wouldn't even believe it, what they pull or what they think they can pull and what they do pull, because they have the power, they don't have the authority. It just seems, it kind of blows my mind after a while, after you you get involved in the course and you really see how they act, and you actually know the law and you're trying to apply it in anything that you do between a civil or criminal. It's preposterous.
It's so unbelievable. I can unequivocally tell you there are no courts of the United States in the territorial boundaries of Alaska. There are no courts of Alaska in the territorial boundaries. They all are sitting on the corporate side. They cannot deal with the writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum. Already done that. Tracked down the Chief Justice of Alaska. Served a little puppy at home. Light word for puppy. I'd like to use something else. And next thing I know, pretty soon, it's all turned into some sort of an appeal. And it's called recasting. They recast it because they cannot deal with a true writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum. They can't deal with it. We had filed another one up here, and I was in there with somebody just sitting there, and the judge came in, and I started to question the judge because I wasn't there representing, and the judge got up and left.
Good.
He left the courtroom.
Good. We need some more educated people out there to do stuff like that, and you put it into a good perspective with your 14th Amendment analysis and how you brought it up there. It just reinforces, to me that, you're just a fiction, and that's how they look at you, and people have to realize that you're not blood, you're not human flesh anymore, you're a taxpayer.
Well, I'm going to, in the remaining time, as soon as we get through with the call, if we have time here, I'm going to give the remedy of the problem.
That would be
actually it's a fairly simple remedy, but you must understand the construct. It's like you cannot play chess if you don't know how the pieces move.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is we don't have a constitutional republic. It's gone right now, unless the Supreme Court of the United States will give us some assistance. But it's up to you and me to look in the mirror and say, okay, I will no longer sit on a jury. But I can't get there. I'd love to sit on one, but I will no longer, I will no longer absolutely be a registered voter. I will get a hold of the Division of Elections in your state and state I am not a citizen of the United States, and here's why I am not, and I want you to prove what it is, and here is my true status, and then we demand elections for the citizens of the several states.
We need a group of people, and we need to start, getting people educated in this aspect, but it seems people like to take the path of least resistance, and that's what's wrong with this country. And I agree with you 100%. And we are definitely doing really we really do a good job in this state, and we have a group, and we preach it, and some people want to listen, some people don't, but, I mean, we need to be strong in numbers, and we need to...
Well, I can tell you the other one that I'm going to push. Congress has mandated that I be a racist.
You?
It says. I'm going to give you this fictional status, and by the way, we are going to allow you to have the same rights as a white citizen.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So is a Negro a second-class guy? Is an Indian a second-class guy? Even a white guy, am I a second-class guy? Wait a minute, who are these white citizens? Well, that's right, and imagine walking into the NAACP. Everybody in here want to be a citizen of the United States to be a registered voter. Hey, hurrah, hoo-ha. Oh, by the way, we forgot to mention, you want to be like a white citizen.
Yeah, I never put
you better run for the door, hadn't you?
Yeah.
I would think you'd want to run for the door.
With all this hate law they're passing, would be arrested.
Well, Congress has mandated that I be a racist.
Hmm.
The state of Alaska says I must be a racist. Now, if you really want to start, when we start to get this understanding, I go to work for AT&T. I have to surrender my inalienable rights, the blood of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have died for. I have to surrender my inalienable rights, become a fictional law, and become a racist to go to work for your company?
Yeah.
And if you can articulate that, and I'm going to get it written up, and that's where we start with this, because we have to, and people can't seem to grasp the idea of the fiction in law that Congress has granted, because what Congress grants, Congress controls, just like a parent. Congress grants to the child, Congress controls. It has nothing to do with the Constitution.
And that's, you put in a great perspective there, and it is so true. Even our state statute says the same thing. It doesn't list human flesh and blood. You're like an office of a person, because everything's described in language of person. It's not nothing else. And corporate fiction, you know, trust status is all office of that person. You know, it doesn't say anything about a man, woman, child, or flesh and blood of anything. It just you're in. In that group of corporate status, even...
Okay, now you're in a key... You just hit a key point. I went back, when you're trying to solve a puzzle, I went back and compared the acts prior to the Civil War and the National, or this Real ID Act. Anytime Congress does something like this, they have to state who they're legislating for. Would you like to guess what words are in the Real ID Act?
Citizen of the United States, person...
No, it's not person. It's a citizen of the United States or a national, which is somebody outside of those allegiance. They have to state it's for a citizen of the United States. And so the next question to ask your division, your senators and representatives, you know what the one sentence is that kills the complete Real ID Act?
One sentence. What?
This act has no application to the citizens of the several states. That's it. And we can...
Hello? Yeah, hello?
Yeah, you still there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's just like a beep or something.
Oh, okay. Well,
That makes sense. And they don't, they don't understand that language. As that Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution where it says, you know, Union of the Several States, or I forget exactly. That's the Republic one.
Well, do we have privileges and immunities? See, what they should have done to the Negroes. Slavery's horrendous to anybody. They did it in 1870. They should have said to the Negroes after the Civil War, you're not going to be like the white citizen. You're going to be exactly the same as the white. You're going to be the whites are going to be the same as the black, and the black are going to be the same as the white. All they had to do was say, you're going to be naturalized. We hereby put an act through. You're going to be naturalized, and in 5 years, 2 years, 1 year, you'll become a citizen to one of the several states. The equal application of the laws is already in Article 4, Section 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have been absolutely equal in all respects to, quote, the white citizen. Oh, but see, they couldn't reconstruct our constitutional republic into this democracy where everything is sitting under Congress. They couldn't do it, so they created a fiction. But quietly, in 1870, they did do the naturalization. But do you ever hear anybody in the, quote, Negro or the black community say about the naturalization? They want their civil rights. They want the fiction. The white citizens up here, the Indians in Alaska, they all want them civil rights. They want to be this fiction. Where Where's the money?
Yeah, well, they want the welfare. And if you look at the and if you study the 14th Amendment and its application, there was 109 cases on brought upon the 14th Amendment between 1869 and 1910. And out of those 109 cases, only 7 were brought up on by a black man in civil litigation about civil rights. The rest were about corporate status of corporations and the Industrial Revolution all the way up. So the application of the 14th Amendment, I think in my mind, was always a corporate charter for the corporate people.
You know what? Guess what? I don't know if you've ever read what's called the civil rights cases. It's just one case, but it's called the civil rights cases.
No.
And if you read Slaughterhouse and Crookshank, guess
yeah,
what?
I've heard those.
There's no new anything created in the 14th Amendment. It is only a prohibition against the corporate sectional state against the people. We're going to break. We'll be back in a minute.
Thank you.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We're back again for the last segment. And I would like to emphasize, by the way, I have email, I have a home page, Jess Belli. It's J-U-S and then Bell, like you ring a bell, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. And I can be reached at ralph@jessbelli.com, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. I have 3 email lists, and I have a special list for a donation of $120 a year. It's basically like a newsletter. And I send out attachment cases and statutes and things to support what I'm writing so that you don't have to take the time. And you should always check everything that anybody tells you. And I like to put out the documents, government documents, in support of it. Now, how do we get our republic back? Peacefully. We expose these guys because the same thing in this Real ID Act, they say, oh, if you don't like what's going on, you go over to the court and file in. Then if you want to go up on an interlocutory, appealing a judgment or a decree, anything you do turns into a writ of certiorari, and the Congress has already said the writ of certiorari, they don't have to answer. And that's what they do. So there is no remedy. But the killer is, this act does not apply to the citizens of the several states. Just that simple. And I am not a citizen of the United States. And if you think I am, prove it, because now I can prove what it is, conclusively. And I'm going to be posting that on my list, and then on the special list, I'll be putting some documents in support of it. And imagine walking into all these employers. I have to surrender my inalienable rights, all of the hundreds of thousands of people that have fought and died. Is that like unpatriotic? I have to surrender all of them to go to work for you, and on top of that, I have to be a racist. I've got a Negro working next to me, and I want to say, hey, would you like to be like me, a white citizen? Unbelievable. I think the racist issue, and I'm not a racist. Everybody's equal. But we have to have something that we can get two or three brain synapses to fire in the people that are walking around out there like the deer in the headlight look. Fat, dumb, and stupid. Terrible thing to say. I think there's hope for our country, but it's not going to be a lot of people. It never has been. In our country, the Revolutionary War was done by a very few people. The rest of the people just want to sit in the background, and whoever's in charge, they go along with it. If they don't like it, they whimper a little bit, but they won't fight. But we have to get a hold of the divisions of elections. I'm going to be putting out the letters on that, put them on the line, and then we band together and say, we want to have elections for the citizens of the several states. It's still in the Constitution of the United States. Has it been amended? And by golly, I'm here to exercise my right as a qualified elector. I want my elections. I want to be able to sit on a jury of my peers. And if you think I'm a citizen of the United States, well, just bring it up and try to prove it, Bubba, because guess what? I can prove what it is, quote, by an act of Congress. It's not a law of the United States. It's a mere act. It's total smoking mirrors. And we're always talking about positive law. Imagine Congress passing something, then they say, oh, no, it's not positive law, so we got to come along and twice bless it. Imagine being baptized. Well, see, the first time I dunked you, that really didn't happen, but I'll dunk you again, and it'll become positive law. There's no authority in the Constitution for positive law. There's authority for laws of the United States, and that's it, Article 6. And that's our solution. Get our birthright back. Tell Satan, Lucifer, or whatever it is, my birthright is not for sale. I am not a fiction in law. I am a man. I am a woman, and he does not care. Our Creator does not care what my color is. What anything is. I have to reassert my birthright and stand on it. It's non-negotiable to the end. And that's how we get our republic back. And that's our solution. All roads lead to that citizen of the United States fictional status. As soon as we get rid of that, we exercise our inalienable rights, and we can, on the good ship Lollipop, start depopulating the pirates. Pretty soon, there's no pirates on the pirate ship anymore.